Why does JW get images from the sessions?
What's happening is he, like Carolyn, wanted to participate because he is involved, but he's not. Sometimes he feels left out because it's his gift. So his engagement or delicious interaction sets up a feeling place. Well, that feeling place then becomes filed. Well, that filed feeling place, well, then how it showed up for him, he really didn't know. He pulled one of yours, Bob. He didn't know. We're not having it. But in that interaction, he wanted to take the best of it that was. So how it showed up was little snapshotty things, which allowed him a great participation with no human power engaged in the words. It's just a picture, and he can describe it to the nth degree.
You're saying he wanted to feel engaged.
Yes.
You say,
but
like,
he didn't want any culpable responsibility for any words.
Oh.
Because if he has engagement regarding it, that brings in the human creator. So it actually becomes a creation, a manifesting thought.
By him.
But if it's just a billboard that he sees, you can do with it what you will. It's up to you.
If he starts speaking with his mouth, then that interferes, he thinks, with the purity of the reading.
No, they're not engaging to have a reading with JW. They're engaging non-physical. Well, JW has non-physical, but they don't give a pip about what he has to say. The people don't give a pip about what JW has to say regarding anything. What they're engaging is non-physical. So he needs to play consistently. He needs to enjoy it, embrace it, but keep his damn mouth shut about it.
Because if he did, it would bother the people.
No, if he did, his human vessel is a creator, a marvelous creator. And he's so much of a creator that he knows that if he starts giving dynamics within the synchronicity of the words, that mountains will move. So he's being...
You're saying he cannot speak.
If he speaks, it starts a process of creation.
So he can see pictures, but if he started to talk about more than interpret what what the reading had said,
it would give it life of its own, and he knows that.
His words would go on and do their own thing.
Yep. Outside of the other creator who's engaging the reading.
It's like if he commented on the Knights Templars, that would manifest somewhere, whatever he said.
Yes. You remember the other day we had a picture of a wall sconce, you know, the glass wall sconce, deco wall sconce.
With a private reading with somebody?
After party of cash flow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember we had this full detailed...
Then JW saw that, or Ion expressed it.
JW gets the picture.
Yeah, you mean after Ion left in the tailgate party,
right.
Okay.
Now, if JW then said, describing this sconce...
Yeah.
If you see this sconce, do not get under it because it's loose from the wall and it will fall and chop your head off.
If he had said that...
That would have activated it, and it, creation would have taken over, and that would have been the experience for somebody.
Now, you're saying JW knows that. Did he know that once he engaged Ion since March 18th, or did he know it 3 years ago about his words?
He was coming into his power, but coming into his power made it easy for us to flow.
This idea about his words having power to clients occurred to him after Ion showed up.
Yeah, the separation. But he knew he was a powerful creator. When you've talked to him, you know you can't go from a country bumpkin to somebody without recognizing your eternal place of power.
So we knew that, and he knew that part, but he didn't know Ion would show up, and then Ion showed up, and then he learned pretty quickly about what that meant.
To make a separation, don't add his our words.
He already knew he had power, and he said, well, this compounds it, because we got Ion's power, and then my own power just confuses things. So he figured this out within the first couple of sessions?
Keep learning.
Did he figure it out whilst in trance, or figure it out when he was...
If you recall, in the very first readings, J.W. had not a clue of a single word.
Right. He didn't have pictures,
and then
I don't think.
All of a sudden, and didn't have pictures, and it was just kind of like clocked out and then clocked back in. Well, then over time, more and more hours started to take on in his physicalness, and he says, wait a minute now, if we're not careful, we've heard Bob talk about Michael Blake Reed decided he was spending his whole life in trance and was having no life outside of it. So that's abdicating the process of creation. And he remembered Edgar Cayce had issues. He wouldn't have a thing and had to have somebody present to witness what he actually said.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even know what he was talking about. And so J.W.'s like, well, you know how neurotic he is, Bob. I mean, he can't stand it. He has to control the electricity coming into his house. He has to control everything.
Okay.
So he wanted some engagement. So he first started with the feeling. How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel? Then it got a little more, a little more, a little more. So now memes sometimes are engaged in readings.
Memes.
And then those memes show up in his world, just like us.
As pictures? Okay, we're talking about how he got a feeling place. Then the next thing was seeing pictures, and now you're saying memes show up.
Yeah, like Lady Gaga. We started talking about Lady Gaga before she started doing anything.
What you just heard, very subtle explanation of the process of JW and Ion. Ion told me some way back there that JW did want to be more involved. So he created the image thing to give himself a role. I knew that he wanted to do the images just to be part of it because he was feeling left out. We're showing you the inside operation here.
Did JW come up with that based on his knowledge of what went on with Cayce?
He knew that Cayce sat, had to be, you know, in supine, laying down, and robe on, or whatever, limited thing. And he knew Michael Blake Reed would sit and stay, you know, permanently chaired. J.W., he's a you know, restless guy, walks around a lot. There was no way he was going to do this if he had to sit somewhere for 10 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour. He had to be able to be walking around and do other things. And he did that. I don't know how he created himself to do that. But that was the condition for letting Ion in him, or whatever Ion does around him. The condition was, well, don't interfere with my functioning. Now, he doesn't know that he's walking around and doing stuff. Ion does the things that he thinks that the moving around, like he'll fix his son's cart or something. All kinds of things are done by Ion during these sessions. JW doesn't know about it, but he knew his body could not stand still. I don't think he feels his body going around. But he required that. It's very interesting, huge subtlety here in human creativity going on here, you know.
Ion was saying that JW does feel a feeling, though. He may not know why or what's going on.
If you notice, he says in there that at first JW got a feeling place, but he would get it at the just as he's coming out of unconsciousness or altered state. Just as he's waking up, he would find out what was going on. You know, something was going on, and he interpreted it. So it began with feeling places, so that's how they know. But it would come right at the end, not during the session. It comes in at the end. And then I think the pictures came in after he was conscious. Then he'd let the images come. And then now he's talking about memes, which is a bit vague. I don't know what that means. We get into Lady Gaga and details about her career, but that's an example of a meme. Somehow he's becoming aware of memes. He stopped doing the images. Reporting them because he found it confused the clients. So maybe the memes were what he was getting for his own satisfaction. Remember, he says that JW already was a very powerful person before this happened. And they say you can't go from being a country bumpkin to a somebody. Yeah. And he's a somebody. He's a fucking trillionaire, okay, on the global level. He's huge. And he wasn't even a country bumpkin. I mean, you know, his parents were pretty well off and all that, and he had a privileged youth. He used to tell me stories. He'd play with the Wall Street guys with his southern accent, and they'd think they had a bumpkin on their hands, and then he'd just make fools of them and win any bets they were doing. So he, on a surface level, a country bumpkin to somebody, you've got to become aware of your eternity to get as advanced as J.W. got. That's part of the disservice of cliche of saying, oh, that guy Warren Buffett is fucking a millionaire. He must be an asshole. You know what I mean? Get rid of that idea. A lot of these billionaires are pretty amazing people. That's why they got it. They're not creeps like they're portrayed in the media. Some of them are, but J.W. isn't. To get to the level he is, you got to allow that wealth to be attached to you. Now, know what Ion's saying. Once Ion happened, for J.W., it was the next logical step. What that meant, it was a whole, when you have everything and can buy anything, what do you got next? Well, go interdimensional, right? This is what, yeah. It was the next thing on his own, quote, evolution. And there's the Sister Z stuff we discussed in the Emerald Tablets. We're getting this point that J.W. is the first to do this. Now, he was able to have this world stuff happening, a few months before Ion showed up. But it's interesting. What? J.W. is the first. The Emerald Tablets are describing us. Bob Carroll, J.W. in this scene, and J.W. is the guy who did it, and now he's talking to us. I was saying there's that timing in there, which is odd. It's about J.W., he's the first to do it. Like, what time is that? What about Moses? Anyways, it gets always more and more interesting and more complex, and more of a mystery as you do it.